Radio 88.9 FM, broadcasting live. We're doing a half-hour special show today during the Electronic Music Experimental Music Performance Day. Happy to have you back. The polls are in, and there's a consensus. No one has heard a show like this yet. This is blowing the minds of the Bay Area, and we're going to go. We're going to take the airwaves by storm, as we've been doing the past several days. You know, I'm worried, actually. Let me just talk to you for a second before I get to the news, ladies and gentlemen. I'm worried that I'm afraid. And normally, I told you yesterday, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of the FCC listening. I'm not afraid of the government throwing me on Guantanamo. I'm not afraid of the Christians. I'm not afraid of the right or the left. I'm not afraid of the Democrats, okay? I told you this already. But what am I worried about? I'm afraid for you. I'm afraid for you. You know, you have a little baby, you know, a little baby's born, you can't give it solid food or it'll get sick, right? You give a little baby a steak, you give a little baby a whole potato, a Snickers bar, right? You give a baby a Coca-Cola, it can't handle it. You give a baby an apple, it can't eat it, right? And what you've been given for weeks and weeks and months and years is this steady stream of drivel and gruel, this syrupy, saccharine mush that's been forced down your throat at every turn, at every playhouse and movie theater and radio station and television station and billboard and every magazine and every newspaper. And I bet you're sick of it. I know I'm sick of it. And that's not what you're going to get here at the Starve Zone. That's not what you're going to get. You're going to get solid food, and I'm afraid. Okay, and I think I should be afraid. I'm afraid that you might get hurt. I'm afraid that you might get sick because I don't think that you're used to the truth. I don't think you're used to hearing truth. I don't think you're used to hearing news that isn't just filled with lies. I don't think you're used to hearing information that isn't filtered with from the left or from the right. I'm not left. I'm not right. I'm not Democratic or Republican. I'm an independent. I'm a registered independent, ladies and gentlemen, okay? All right? Let's talk about the news for a second. Okay, news today. Pretty fascinating. Front page of the paper. We got some issues with the ACLU. Remember the ACLU fighting off the Dark Ages for us? Right? Take on the Patriot Act. People have heard about the Patriot Act, I'm sure. We talked about it yesterday on our show. Okay, we got a bunch of calls in. People calling me a lunatic. Okay? We got a bunch of calls in. People calling me fanatical. Because I like this thing called the 14th Amendment. I like this thing called the 5th Amendment. I have a fondness for it. And I'm the lunatic. ACLU defending Rush Limbaugh. You heard this? ACLU's on the side of Rush Limbaugh. Now, Rush Limbaugh is the man who wants to put the ACLU in jail. Rush Limbaugh's the man, and he and his cronies, They want to get rid of the ACLU. They don't like Civil Liberties Union. They don't want it. And that tells you the kind of people that you have the ACLU. They believe in something. They take a stand on something. And they'll defend their enemies. You see Michael Savage defending his enemies? Yesterday on Michael Savage Show, I talk about him. He's one of my favorite targets here on the Starve Zone. Michael Savage says he wants to arrest. He wants to go and he wants to. If he was president, he'd arrest everyone in the ACLU and try them for treason. Put them in jail. But you got the ACLU defending the Rush Limbaugh, the voice of the right wing. Now, I'm not right wing. I'm not left wing. I'm common sense. And what does common sense tell you? I'm going to calm down. I don't mean to get upset about it. What does common sense tell you? Common sense, you like having liberties, right? You like being able to have some freedoms, right? You don't want to go to jail if you didn't do a crime, right? You don't want to get arrested if you didn't do anything wrong. You don't want the police to stop you, pull you over if you haven't done anything illegal, right? You don't want to be searched without probable cause. You don't want to have to incriminate yourself. Common sense makes sense to me. There's some amendments to this thing called the Constitution say the same thing. Say, well, yeah, that's what guarantees, in fact. Michael Savage doesn't like that. Bill O'Reilly doesn't like that. What about Don Gagne and Ann Bozell and Corey Flintoff? What do they think about it? What does Ann Bozell and Terry Gross and Bob Siegel, Bob Edwards, these guys, on the national public radio? Have you heard anything from them about civil liberties? You're not going to hear it on National Public Radio, because the only place, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get solid food, the only place you're going to get food that nourishes you is here at Neighborhood Public Radio, here at 88.9 FM, 21 grand. You're not going to hear it on the other NPR. Okay?